welcome back to another episode of Brooks Books. Today, I'll be reviewing The 47 People You'll Meet in Middle School by Kristen Mahoney, and the featured author is R.J. Palacio. National Tortilla Chip Day. I figured every episode I would mention the wacky holiday of the day, so be prepared for some wacky ones. Also, I have an important announcement. I will now be releasing episodes every Friday instead of Wednesday. Since there's no emails or comments this episode, let's move on to the summary. Augusta, commonly known as Gus, has just started middle school. Her sister Lou wants to know all about it and asks a bazillion questions, but Gus never feels like answering them. When Gus and her friends get in trouble for something they didn't do, Gus is more focused on proving their innocence. Gus is finding less and less time for Lou. She feels bad, so she writes a letter to Lou explaining the 47 people she met in middle school, like Sid the Tomato Kid, one of her teachers, and his bat named Lorenzo. No, not the bat like the animal, like a baseball bat. And another teacher who's addicted to a mouse spray called Banaka. Also, the usual, like your old best friend's new best friend and the principal. Will Gus be able to make up for all the things she didn't tell Lou in her letter about the 47 people she met in middle school? This book is a fun and lighthearted read, and many kids, young and old, will enjoy it. Time for some author information. Kristen Mahoney has written two other fiction books called Annie's Life in Lis and Elfie Unperfect. She lives in New Jersey with her husband, two daughters, and their dog named Sadie. This is a single book. Time for the first chapter. Dear Louisa, today was the last day of school before Thanksgiving break, the end of my first few months of sixth grade. Since school started, you've been asking me what middle school's like. And since then, I've been saying things like, it's fine, whatever. I know this is not a helpful answer. I know you are dying to know what to expect when you start at Meridian Middle School in 2 years. I know I'm supposed to give you the scoop, show you the ropes, hand you the keys, and a bunch of other cliches mom and dad use, because I'm your big sister. The truth is, I'm still figuring it out myself. It's only been a few months, and it's hard to respond to questions when you're still working on the answers. And the fact that this particular school year has started out as the weirdest ever, well, that hasn't helped. But I will say, I've had time to reflect on your question over the past couple of days. You know how you don't really do anything during the last few days of school before break? That's true in middle school. So while the teachers have been showing movies and tidying up their classrooms and the other kids have been passing notes and falling asleep at their desks or doodling on their sneakers, I've been reflecting. Reflecting is a big thing middle school teachers are into. You'll see. So what is middle school like, you ask? And ask and ask. There are a few things I can tell you. 1, it's nothing like elementary school. 2, lockers are not as exciting as everyone thinks they'll be. 3, you might be on your own without some of your closest friends. Take me and Layla, for example. She's been my best friend since we were 3 and all through elementary school at Starling. But Starling kids split up from middle school, and just because she lives 1 street over from us, she has to go to Parkwood Middle School, and we have to go to Meridian. So I had to start a new school without my oldest and closest friend. 4, you will have no idea where to go. I don't just mean getting lost in the building, although that happens, but you won't know which people to go to because you won't know who your people are. You may think you will, but you won't. More on that later. 5, the time goes by differently. For one thing, you change classes and teachers for each subject, which sounds like it would make the day go faster. But with certain teachers, it actually makes 50 minutes feel like a year. Like, you look at the clock and then look up at it again and about a month later, or so you think, and it has advanced 1 minute. 6, time passes differently in other ways too. In elementary school, you talk a lot about the seasons, the changing leaves, the snow in the winter, the flowers in the spring. There's a harvest festival, a Thanksgiving celebration, a winter concert, a spring fair. They have some of that stuff in middle school, but mostly the year passes with people. The people you notice right away. The people you notice much later. The ones who notice you way before you notice them. And vice versa. The people will surprise you, for better and for worse. So the best way to tell you about middle school is to give you a heads up about the people you'll meet. Sure, some of these might be different for you in a couple of years, but this should give you a pretty good idea. Besides, all I can tell you is how it happened for me. So here you go, Lou. These are the people you'll meet in middle school. Love, Augusta. The whole book isn't written like that, but it works perfectly for the beginning of this amazing novel. The rest of the book is written like how you would normally see a book, but it is like talking to Lou in a letter form, but it just doesn't look like a letter, if you get what that means. Now, let's jump over and learn about amazing, renowned author R.J. Palacio. This woman is amazing. She's written countless books, but her most famous one is her New York Times bestseller, Wonder. This book was an inspiring stand-up-for-yourself book for everyone. It was such a hit, it was turned into a movie, and it was in the number one spot New York Times bestseller for over 140 weeks. But enough about her wonderful book. Let's focus on her. R.J. Palacio was born on July 13th, 1963 in New York City. She attended the High School of Art and Design in Manhattan. She then went on to major in illustrations at the Parsons School of Design. She went around illustrating book covers for countless authors of fiction and nonfiction. Palacio even illustrated book covers for some of her own children's books. Ever since the publication of Wonder, it's been a favorite among teachers and educators. She now lives in Brooklyn, New York, with her husband Russell Gordon, her two children Caleb and Joseph, and their dogs Bear and Beau. Time for some fun facts. R.J. Palacio's full name is Raquel Jaramillo Palacio, and Palacio invented her own baby toy called the Bobo Glove, which is a wearable, portable, and washable toy, perfect for any parent. Last fact. Her book, Wonder, has been published in 50 languages. Well, that's all for this episode. Stay tuned next week for my next episode. Make sure to email me at brooksbooks13@gmail.com for book recommendations, or if you want a shout-out, keep reading!